Players Point.
That's what you own in 2021, mud baths and shit.
Mud baths, hot spring baths,
just, you know, church top floor shit.
Start me life.
You in mud.
Mud, nigga.
I'm gonna have to look into the mud bath shit.
Yeah.
Come out
clean. Doing sand exfoliation. You know what I'm saying? On the beach and stuff. You know what
she is gonna get her skin drops.
You know, self-care. It's all about self-care.
And we back. We told y'all it's gonna be a month.
Yeah.
Niggas was not lying.
End of January type shit.
To the Players Point podcast.
We back in this bitch.
We are. Shout out to Aaliyah, man.
Live from Saline County.
Let me say something. I just remember. Shout out to Aaliyah. She really been on me to to be on us to
shout out Ben Anderson too. He be on it too.
Okay. Facts. Shout out. Thank y'all for holding us accountable.
Real deal. I could be talking to him about something else and he'll switch it to that.
You said what?
We could be talking about something else and he'll switch it to that.
Right.
Oh yeah, but bro, the podcast, what's up? For real. I'm like,
that's
damn.
Real.
We talking about LeBron.
But you're right though.
No, facts.
But you're niggas, right though.
The faithful listeners is gonna be on your ass about their podcast.
Nah, facts.
Definitely,
man.
Thank y'all.
We had some COVID protocols and shit, you know.
Nigga, don't
say that.
I'm about to say, don't even lie. Niggas is just like scandalous.
Contact tracing period.
Y'all know anybody facts. That got the vaccine yet?
Yeah, I know a couple people.
I know a couple people.
My parents got it.
For real.
Shout out to them.
They got the first one. They got the second.
The Pfizer.
Moderna.
I've heard good things about it, but I have heard you get a little numb. It's like tender arm, and then you get like a headache.
That's a shot.
I heard it's like hurt a little bit worse, but I mean, it's a shot. It's gonna hurt a little bit, but I was hearing a headache though. That bitch be dead. You got a frog type shit.
But that's any shot. But I have heard about the second dose since everybody's second dose been kind of up and down.
Yeah,
I done heard some headaches and flu like symptoms.
I've heard people getting real sick.
Nah, facts.
Then I've heard.
You asked the question, would you want to get the vaccine or COVID?
I asked, would you rather your grandparents get COVID-19 or the vaccine?
That was in light of the Hank Aaron, right? Rest in peace to a GOAT.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to another GOAT.
I was talking to a white older man. He said he signed up for this new.
My grandparents beat COVID.
For real?
Yeah. I mean, it didn't, thank God, take them down through there, but they had like bad coughs and both shit. Home. Like, yeah.
Damn.
They was in the hospital, but I mean now shit.
They was in the hospital.
My grandpa was in the hospital. My grandma was at home. So, but they was like the hospitals. You know, if you old and
they be saying once you get up in there, you might not come.
Yeah,
out.
They was like if it's at a certain, if they breathing over a certain level by themselves, it's like they sending you home. So they was doing, you know, they end up sending my grandpa home.
Man, shit be getting so packed that they gotta get you out of there.
Yeah.
Like so if you doing too good or too bad.
Right.
Like
get out.
Yeah.
type shit. And they was doing
for I was talking to this white older dude.
To answer that question, I'd rather them get the vaccine, but go ahead. Cause like
dude said he like on a trial one for a new one, and he said, I mean, like, to be honest, I'm only doing it for the money. But he said he got seven treatments. He getting 150 each. I was like,
150 what?
Each time he go.
$150.
Seven treatments?
Yeah. 100 and like.
He said somebody just emailed.
Not 150,000.
That's 150.
That's not enough. That's the niggas they said too.
Now, when it comes to that, I'll take my chance.
He was like, man, and he was like, I'm doing it. But I got to thinking, I'm like, damn, bro. Like, you know.
Seven?
At they need point, you to come that
no,
many times.
At seven, at that point, you experiment, bro. That's just what that is.
Yeah, you taking other vaccines.
You practicing.
It's two of them. It's two of them out there, bro. You ain't got to do.
Come here, sir. Come here. Roll your sleeve up. We got.
He was like, yeah, my first one. I think is like tomorrow.
Or you just saying just
white,
random?
Yeah, just white guy.
Well, I'm saying like you talk to this nigga.
First time saying.
But I'm saying like you was talking to him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we was having a conversation.
And he said, "Sim."
Started off sports, then he went to that. Mm-hmm. I was like, "You gonna get the vaccine?"
Yeah.
You know, just bullshit. Yeah. And he took me there.
Oh,
and I
God.
Said, "Damn." And I got to thinking. And I said, "Damn." I got to thinking. 150. I was like, "Damn, he up." Then I got to thinking.
That's a
thousand. It's two of them already out here. Why they want to try on you for
just
seven?
Stuck.
Facts.
Just getting stuck.
Sorry to that man.
The thing about the
stuck.
The other vaccines, they trials like. Only one person out of like 32,000 had like bad symptoms, so hopefully for him, he ain't that one person.
You'll see me go there twice, get that 300, and be out of there. I ain't doing no seven. No, fuck no.
That is running a little risk.
Bro. I only want to take seven medicine cups.
Bro, seven, crazy. But how y'all been, though? Everybody been fine?
No, it's been great.
For the most part. Okay.
2021 a mug, though.
You said 2021, like, it ain't no different.
It still feels like 2020.
This motherfucker crazy.
Nah, it's giving it a run for its money off the top.
Niggas,
bro.
We done had the Capitol shit. Did we record? We hadn't recorded since the Capitol shit.
Pop it off. We talked about them.
This
is
the first episode of 2021.
It is.
Sorry, y'all. Happy New Year.
Damn, man.
Really? Like,
we've been in this bitch for
months. This is some crazy shit.
Y'all got No, no shit.
No,
but January flying, though.
No, it really is.
January flying.
Bro, it was January, 70 degrees outside.
Again, like the other Januaries.
Bro, real shit.
Coming now. This is
December 58th or some shit.
No, it definitely still feels like
it was 75 degrees the other day, though.
Nah, that shit was lovely.
I'm never complaining about that, bro.
I'm never
the person that.
I'm used to global warming now. I'm used to it.
No, I heard a nigga that said he could not see.
Bro, the fall was so bad. Yes, I had to turn on my windshield wiper.
At what time?
I ain't been seen out early, no blood. Fall.
I feel like 8, maybe.
Damn.
Morning. Ain't no fog. Yeah,
but you
like,
out here, though, I can kind of
see
it.
And it's by
this a fog. Yeah, I'm about to say, this is a foggy.
Yeah.
Fog zone.
Yeah. It just gives
fog.
It be giving fog out here.
There's been times where it's been foggy just in the neighborhood. Like, I can leave
I can
out
see
the
that.
Like,
and it just be sitting.
And it be just like, oh, like,
I mean, y'all need some type of discrepancies out here or something. It's too lovely and shit.
Y'all got some fucking deers and shit out here.
I
just heard some ducks. It was 6:30.
We have all the animals.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
It's an abundant land out here.
Storks and cranes and shit.
Dude said a stork.
Oh no, it used to be storks out where I used to stay in Scott. Like on my way, we would ride the bus. It'd be just storks all up down the
out
street.
There.
What is like, a stork?
It's like a long bird.
That's the bird.
They be carrying the baby.
That's what the babies
get delivered with.
That's where babies come from, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Stork is that is an animal. If you take an animal test, they put stork on there just for extra points. You get extra points on mm-hmm. that if you know what a stork is.
Yeah. You do.
Were y'all the type to if they have extra points and you? Even if you don't answer it, it don't count against you. You would still, I throw something in just because, like, what the fuck?
Hey,
I'm going to say, I probably made a 68 on this bitch. I need to try these two for the C. Goddamn. Where you at? Where you
no
at?
No reason not to. Not if it don't count against you.
Be irrelevant. It'd just be if you was paying attention to class that day.
To
you
a random
bro, did
fun
you take? Did y'all shit. Take that? Damn. What you for? Talking. Bro, did y'all take that hard ass algebra 2 end of the talking?
You know we got bad attention span. You can't be just writing shit.
African American history.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Good
okay.
one.
Bad,
good. Good topic. Good topic.
Yeah.
Good topic. We'll get to that. But
yeah,
shit, crazy. But you were talking about 2021. We got Trey Songz on some UFC shit. At
Shut
the damn fight,
nah,
man.
He had Buddy in a headlock.
Like,
damn,
he kind
of
got technique. Like, this ain't his first time.
There should be somebody
out
there.
Songz did used to talk a lot of shit on the Breakfast Club about what he would do to several niggas.
For real?
I mean, y'all remember that episode he had? Who he was saying
Trey
he would
be
beat
cool.
up?
Like that?
I ain't know. I ain't think he was like that, but I see now.
Well,
see
he from Virginia, and they say them Virginia athletes crazy and fucked up in the head. No, I'm just saying he from Virginia.
I didn't know
too,
that nigga
so.
Like football.
I think he be doing
like,
for
why real? Was this nigga at the Chiefs and Bills game in a pandemic?
So what ended up happening? They say
he can't. I think he got arrested, but then
he
got out.
He didn't have his mask on or something. They tried to get him to put his mask on. He wouldn't put his mask on, so they asked him to leave. He wouldn't leave, so now it's trespassing
during the
so,
game, after the game,
during
that bitch.
Like, you can hear plays going on the mm-hmm. field, like Patrick Mahomes throwing pass in the background while he got to make
see,
it in the guillotine.
I thought it was something about. I thought it was something about they were trying to play him like he ain't have a ticket
huh?
or something.
Mm. Bro, but
like,
that stadium was
the
packed.
Fuck? How you gonna tell if somebody?
Right? Because
I seen first thing I saw was Trey Songz. Trespassing at a game. Mm. I'm like, yeah, this nigga. If charges come, it's gonna get dropped because how the fuck you gonna
trespass at a game?
At a game.
I'm trying to figure out why this nigga was at that game, bro.
So
and why was he sitting where he was sitting?
He had an officer in the headlock.
Yeah.
No, he had the. Like, and he was like this.
Like, nah, it was dumb officer trying to grab
him. It was random as hell.
Trezum's damn near would have been killed somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm surprised they like people was in the background. Stop, the stop.
Oh, turn up, we up.
That's what these men need to be out here doing, risking their life.
To Trezum,
not in women's business.
Mm-hmm. Shout out. We talking about women's business. Shout out to Kamala.
Shout out
to Kamala.
Shout out to our president and our vice president.
Did you fuck with all the peacocks that you saw?
It was cool.
Michelle shut shit down.
No, I love the monochromatic. It was nice. It was nice.
No, it was Pico.
I love whoever styled was on their on
too. It was a goddamn waist link coat in that
motherfucker. No, not
all them hoes was to the ankles.
Yeah, at all. They were like, no, I'm coming long.
Real
I'm coming
shit.
Long
was a
too.
Real shit, man.
Somebody should have came down in that white
nephew
drip.
Had them Dior ones. On.
Why they say it was fake though?
Man, you niggas be hating.
Like,
oh,
it was like, for what reason?
You gotta,
would
they gotta be fake.
Fake.
You
oh
know,
God.
Niggas gotta throw it in
like,
there.
Facts.
Got to.
Oh, God. They gonna say shit.
Boy.
Who said that? That's funny.
Ain't nobody sick.
He was dumb clean too, bro.
Yeah, he did his thing with them.
Shout
okay.
out. Man, but
shout out Bernie old ass was over there chilling.
Man, he going crazy.
And shit.
Shout and out Bernie, man. It should have been you.
Y'all see he didn't trademark his shit. He selling hoodies.
No, I don't blame him.
They said this the attention he needed while he was running. But you know what?
Somebody said, dang, yeah, y'all didn't mean bro so much. Y'all should have just voted for him.
Real shit. Real shit. But you know how, you know what sales around here, man. That drama, that bullshit. Yeah. It's funny though, because he was in them gloves and they were for teacher donated or some shit. Yeah, made or something.
Woman that made them out of
it's always a story behind some shit.
Like, yeah, Bernie gonna keep it trill though. Shout out to Bernie.
I fuck with Bernie. Mm-hmm. I like Bernie.
Bernie a solid dude.
Yeah.
He just wasn't a.
Tell all them niggas old.
If he had more hair and he was a
all
little more stylish, he would have won.
He just look old.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that hurt Bernie.
He like bent over.
That's hurt Bernie.
I'm sorry. We can't have him.
Bernie bossed up a little bit. Niggas would have voted for him.
Come on, man.
Bro.
But yeah, they need to keep doing all the policies they said they was gonna do.
Send them damn money.
What y'all think about that Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill?
Keep
shit?
It coming, cause they been said they was gonna try to do it, and then I ain't hear about it. Keep it coming. Yeah. Why not? It's gonna get spent.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't really carry cash like that, but
I get
tubbed
up. Hashtag tubbed up.
Real deal, cause it's like shit. Why not? That'd be the first woman too. So I mean, why not?
They gonna take the old ones out of circulation or some shit.
The bills change a lot.
Yeah,
they'll
just
the personal. You know, it just eventually
wean out.
That hoe need to be worth 20 for if you black.
That's just
20. Nah, it's 20. No, it's 25. Part of the reparations policy just passed.
I want the reparations first though.
Real
shit. How
much you gonna settle for?
I want at least 10 bands.
10 bands. Ooh. 10 bands each black person.
At least.
I'm not mad, but I'm shooting a little higher.
That's the least.
10 bands is reasonable.
Yeah.
If every, you know what I'm saying.
Everybody 10 bands, I'd be like, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. We'll be straight. Well, I mean, that's the least though. That's the least.
Niggas gonna be finessing nothing. The reparations, like
yeah.
duty.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I got white people gonna be getting that
hoe. No, definitely. No, definitely.
Are Nigerians black?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they be trying to act above.
What about
though?
The Indians as dark skin?
Nigerians
are
aren't black.
Nah.
What makes Nigerians black?
Nigerians are Nigerians.
They black, fam. They black.
In color.
Like so dark skin Indians
they're
are black.
They're just
in
color,
color,
but they're, nah. That's their nationality. That's what
they
identify. But they look
Nigerian,
different.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
niggas.
Like, yeah, they niggas.
So when we,
they got same hair as us.
So black is for appearance wise.
Black is a color.
And you can see okay. with the hair,
because
the features.
Indians aren't black.
Yeah, and you can okay. tell them niggas.
Why
not
don't
black.
We call them black though?
Black is a color.
Nah, but that ain't it.
But I'm saying, like, what if they were they dark? I got a neighbor.
Nah, we
dark.
Had niggas at Central like that, and that nigga was not black.
Because
why
they
not
identify
he black,
as their nationality.
Because look
but
at
we
his
call
hair
Nigerians
look
black.
At his hair.
Hey,
his
bro,
hair.
I can't explain it.
That okay, would you?
We're just having a. We're just having a.
Okay, question. Okay, question.
We're just pushing up.
Okay,
it's
the
same.
If the Nigerian
answers.
Said nigga and that Indian said nigga, are you, which one you offended
I'm
by?
I'm probably not tripping over neither.
Neither, but you like. The Indian, you like. No, the Indian.
Right. I probably ain't gonna be like.
Nah, but you're gonna be like, why? Nah,
this is an Indian. I'm probably gonna look at you crazy. Okay,
nigga, I'm gonna look at you crazy. But Nigerian say, nigga, you not questioning.
That's not even in your world.
I'm getting to the point. I sometimes think only black people should be African Americans.
That's if
you gotta what be you American. Mean?
This is my thing, but I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this.
Nigerian's not African. I'm gonna
say this though. I'm gonna say this though. I'm gonna say this though. Because y'all, you didn't brought up something.
Hey, open that box. They not American. Open that box.
So you said, say what you just said.
I feel like. Well, I've gotten to the point where I've came up with thoughts on like only African Americans should be called blacks.
I mean, it's now they came up with the term ADOS, which is ADOS, American Descendants of Slaves. That means like you descended
what
from
the fuck?
Like,
and some see, damn that's the ASOS thing. But shit. But that's because a lot of us don't know if we descend from slaves. A lot of people can't trace their shit back.
Remember your first point.
So then all of us can't be tripping about the black history.
Why
shit
do we have to even know. Bro, shoot. First of all, I got to thinking the other day. Hot thoughts. We need a fucking segment on hot
we
thoughts.
Can, but what if
you selling me I'm don't got no slave descents? I can't trip about the shit.
No, I'm not saying that you
I don't get the reparations.
I'm not saying you as like
I'm not literally me, yeah, but I'm saying it's some black people just
right,
like me.
But a lot of but all black people don't descend from slaves. All people we
That's
don't
crazy.
We,
it came from somebody though.
A lot of people were already here. A lot of black people riddle were already
me this,
here.
Riddle me this.
And that's just on.
Why in the fuck do we have to pay a fucking website to know our history?
Right.
Why are you governing that and I gotta pay for that? Then I'm gonna take you one deeper. Who's to fucking say what you telling me, like Amo just said, is the real shit, bruh? Like real who's shit? To tell me
who, that's what I be saying. Like who? When we say black, you like if you go through like, you know, what you choose, your race or your nationality, mm-hmm, or whatever, mm-hmm, what it says white, black, and then it'll go into other Pacific Islander or whatever shit like that.
Facts.
But people really identify with their nationality, whether I'm Nigerian, mm-hmm, I'm Irish, I'm this and I'm
the
that.
The thing about it is, we don't know our nationality.
That's exactly what I'm saying. We don't exactly know where the fuck.
Exactly.
That's why we identify as black. We identify with the color. We just don't identify with a nationality because we don't know.
So how do you feel about what I asked then?
We are, huh?
How do you feel about what I asked though? About like African Americans only being called black?
It's just I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's what it's been. That's what my understanding has been my whole life. African Americans has been black.
When I see black, I mean like you dark skinned and you descend from Africa. You got some type of ties to Africa.
But mm-hmm, you've been here.
Like, cause it's black.
See, if we get to that point, I'm cool.
It's black Dominicans. And they're black because they have ties to Africa. Mm-hmm. And
And you can, mm-hmm, but you can see that too, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's something you can see.
Like, you go to India, them niggas are all Indian. They just happen to be
dark
skinned.
Dark as fuck. On me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
Them niggas, yeah. You can, you know a nigga when you see a nigga.
So, Nigerians getting reparations if we do?
Mm. No, them niggas already American got bread. Descendants that, of like, slaves, descendants of slaves need are getting.
But they, I'm not mad if they get it.
But Native Americans as well needs to get. Have they gotten?
They any have.
You know what I'm saying? It's a
something. Okay.
Are they have?
Okay.
I forgot what it was in the form. One thing, as I'm getting deeper into this shit.
They need
a lot though.
The more I get deeper into this American history shit, like it's a little bit. It's richer than what we know.
Way to that topic too. Keep going. Keep going though.
We are like, it's richer than it.
I'm inspired now.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, I feel like we don't know because they don't uncover that shit. This how we are we gonna get into the top one right
here?
Yeah,
we coming.
Because that's why I was like, I feel like they trying to take out like Native American history. Yeah, they trying to take out Hispanic history and shit. Even were they even teaching about that in school?
Facts.
But I'm saying like
Cesar Chavez,
that's the only thing, some Cinco fucking de Mayo shit, but I'm just like, it's not enough about, you know, for kids to even tap in to be like, oh, let me do some more research on Native American history or African history or whatever, because you're not saying anything. And that's how I feel like, what if, because I must just say with me, I went as far back as I could with my great-great-grandmother, my great-great-great-grandmother, and she was a blue, black, long-haired Indian. That's all I could trace that back
to. Crazy.
And I was like, okay, this got me thinking a little
You had to pay for it?
My grandma, my mom, paid my grandma it. Told me she okay. got pictures and shit, like little letters and shit. Mm-hmm. Thank God my grandma's still here, but she got a lot of stuff and she remembers a lot. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, that's who I'm glad you here. Like that, I can get that. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So
that
it's
shit
like
crazy. Like
a lot of us,
they strip so much. Yeah. They strip so
and
much,
we don't,
man.
Have like our grandmothers mm-hmm. and stuff that to tell us it's really facts. Like we really
that's
out here
what I'm
in the
saying.
Cold.
Who's to say
shit?
Heritage.com finna tell me my real shit like that, man? And I didn't spend $75 and shit, man.
Y'all
for you to tell
me,
come on, man.
Pair me with a nigga that I
got
just
my middle name
like,
wrong. I don't know if this me the fuck. Like,
this is your relative.
Facts
here.
So I don't sure. know, man. That's a good topic, but
it's,
if y'all,
it's something we can.
But we was going to segue into
if you haven't seen
Arkansas. Legislatures and proposed a bill basically to take out African American history out of schools.
If that ain't the most racist,
it's a lot to
it. It was like you can't have clubs that's linked yep. with like shit like
Young
that
Democrats, all yep. that shit.
Yeah, why they saying that's politics now again?
They don't want to divide. They don't want nothing that's going
so
one way.
Do that damn. But do they understand what they saying by saying it? They call yeah. it Black Lives Matter
and
divisive.
He said,
that's
and,
crazy.
And the Lowry guy, the Mark Lowry motherfucker, this motherfucker talking about some the if the history basically not taught in the perspective of a white heterosexual male,
facts.
It shouldn't be fucking
that's basically
taught.
What he said.
And I said like
he talking about the teacher or
the teacher
or it is should, he talking about the history?
All that.
He's saying a person teaching it should be from a white male.
Lowry
white
attempted to defend his position by stating that what should be permitted in history from the perspective of a white heterosexual male, in my opinion, only what white publishers have written is factual and non-factual. That's crazy.
I said so.
For you to come out and say that is crazy.
Yeah, how do you? Yeah, he didn't even.
No, he window dressing. Out said this shit.
They didn't try to make you sound
they
better.
Now I do understand. Maybe I can see it causing some sort of divide in the class, but that divide and that conversation needs
to happen.
It needs to happen.
And that's what I was like. Okay, this is what it took me back. Like when we was at Central,
mm-hmm.
and I remember it was Black History Month. I know for sure. And mm-hmm. Russo got on that intercom and was saying something about cultural something week, basically like an all inclusive type of shit.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, this bitch did not get on this intercom and say this shit during Black Ass History Month.
Man, we
like,
got the shortest month in some motion.
My thing is, with a lot of white people, they so tone deaf, they think they helping and don't be
right.
helping. Just ask.
Right.
Just ask. Or get somebody appropriate over that.
Yeah, and I was just like, that's really cold, because I think this was like, it had to be my first year at Central when that
fucked
happened.
You up.
And I was just like, I'm at Central, this is a Black History
That's crazy, because at that time, I probably wasn't even thinking like that.
Nothing like
man,
that.
Man, I've been fucked up, man. But I was just like, I was thinking like that's,
yeah,
it's
that's
crazy though, because I was just like, why would you do that in that? But then when this comes up, like, I mean, we took African American
mm-hmm.
history, but that was an elective class,
mm-hmm.
and it was only so much she could teach.
Facts.
And but like,
shout out Miss Nunley.
Shout out Miss Motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Shout out Miss Nunley.
Shout out Miss McAdoo too for holding
yes,
it down.
For
if you
holding
it
down.
Shout
for
out
sure.
Walker white ass. We just watch Roots every day.
We ain't even get to finish
and
Roots.
Is fucking
it's just
as long as fuck.
I don't think, like Miss McAdoo stated in the article,
mm-hmm.
legislative political people, y'all don't have the say.
Y'all
to
are
even
aging
be,
the fuck out. Yeah. We are not that. We are not in the perspective
who
of all white
males. Who told you that you should
more.
Make that decision? I would rather listen to an educator or somebody
confused.
Who is there in with
I'm
them.
Confused.
Yeah, it was no need. Well, what all we got on going on? This shouldn't even be.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even if you think that, or even
why would you bring this
like
up?
Right now ain't the time.
Right?
Like
out of all the bills.
Like the NFL, we done had this whole shit. They done made all these rules, and y'all ain't hired not one nigga.
Facts.
This talking
you ain't
shit.
Even tried to act
it's
like
it's all shits
now.
And giggles, bro.
Players.
That's all
like,
I be like, man,
like,
y'all
yeah.
got to put
all
this
the,
shit
all
together.
All the antics and shit. I'm
that's what
that's
I'm
why
about
I asked
the,
about the Harriet
action.
Tubman shit. I'm kind of straight on all the performative. Shit.
Okay, I can
so
see.
So this is
I
what I was.
Gonna,
I didn't. I kind of held back on the Harriet Tubman shit.
But it's
but
cool.
I,
I'm not mad at Biden for it. Don't get me wrong.
No, I'm looking
it's
at it like this.
Though.
I'm looking mm-hmm. at it like this. Black people were capital, African American people were capital in America. So why the fuck? We ain't made no other progress, but you feel like we gonna just slap Harriet Tubman on there? Bill, we gonna fix racism.
It was a.
I get it.
It was already in the works.
Yeah. It was.
It wasn't some random. So
it was, but still
only
in
reason
the
why about the Tubman shit. Yeah, I'm not mad at the Tubbed up.
Now, if they would have, if they would have tried to come up with it now and try to push it now, and it just based now, I've been like, now that's some bullshit. But if you're trying to push through some shit that was already, I mean, ain't gonna, like y'all saying, it ain't gonna change not a damn thing.
I just feel we so far behind on like other shit. It's bro, like it's, okay, like just like when we was asking for change and shit, like the George Floyd Policing Act ain't been passed or ain't been talked about. Nothing. But I'm like, niggas went out, we all went out in the street painting in the street and shit. Like
I heard Charlamagne,
I understand like the steps to it, but it's like,
come on. But I will. We gonna give them a little grace though, because it's been about 2 weeks.
We got that guy in the office though, so
it's been 2 weeks. They know they got pressure though. I mean, they know they got pressure.
Was y'all disappointed that them niggas can turn up a little bit?
COVID.
I didn't watch it.
COVID.
Don't talk about disappointed
that
the rioters and shit.
No, I was expecting a little bit of action. I wanted to check my phone.
I didn't want nobody. If the Capitol shit didn't happen, it would have happened.
Okay.
Like, I got a coworker that was going.
Oh shit!
Hell yeah! It was the worst revolution of all time,
bro. I sure was like, I thought you.
We speaking on the Capitol. We speaking on the Capitol.
Hey, that shit was funny.
They let them in. They escorted them in.
It's just a flash burn.
No, they let the door open.
It's a gunshot.
They had bombs, bro.
They had bombs.
Motherfuckers dying.
Yeah, that's a
gunshot. They opened the door up.
Sheesh.
Hey, and I'm gonna say it. I didn't say it 2-3 times.
Hey, that was taking pictures.
Hey, that nigga was clean at the inauguration.
Who would? The dude, that black dude who escorted him.
Mm-hmm. Clean as fuck.
I said, I didn't say it 2-3 times. I'm glad the shit happened.
Me too.
I thought
it was gonna be worse.
I'm glad the shit happened. All
I thought
to
he was gonna come
people.
Back with something. Just like Trump, now you went out like a pussy. I thought you was gonna go. That
one nigga did not ride
for you like that.
They did not. They did not. But I'm not gonna speak too soon.
They was out there. They was out there, man.
And didn't do shit.
They didn't do
motherfucking thing. They put feces on the wall. Just some white people shit, man.
They're taking podiums,
man. Real shit, and selling them back.
They're taking podiums, taking pictures.
Podium, nigga.
What's the podium?
Nah, a nigga. Then a nigga trying to take the declaration.
Get these stimulus checks out.
Nigga trying to take the declaration. Niggas on some
national treasure.
I was just what's the dude on there?
Nicholas Cage.
Facts. I can remember his fucking name. I'll say this: they better be lucky they had. They didn't have some of the wrong people in there. That's all I got to say.
Who the wrong people?
If it was some of the wrong people in there with some wrong ideas, it could have got dumb ugly in that hoe. It could have got dumb ugly.
They really could have prevented that hoe though.
If we get back to
easy, but
because I thought that was one
was
of the most potential motherfucking
business
in the motherfucking nation.
People
but y'all
there, there's people
weekends.
In there with wheelchairs.
Y'all let niggas in there with no limbs.
That wasn't true. Okay,
I'm about to say they had niggas in there with no limbs.
I'm just saying you got pushed in. How you get in? How you get in?
Nah, Austin laughed at it. I was like, man, I'm not laughing at this shit, bro.
I thought he got pushed in, bro. My fault.
They had.
Did y'all think it was a White House at first?
No.
A nigga told me that it's a White House.
When they said storm the Capitol, I was like, yeah, okay. But I was like, storm the Capitol. Like the White House, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I guess this is some different shit.
Right.
I'm like, I'm 20 years old when I learned that the White House and the Capitol building is two totally different things.
You were?
For real?
Hell yeah. Damn. What the fuck?
So is
nah, that's funny.
Nah,
that's from Arkansas hilarious. In Nancy Pelosi's seat.
Hey, he chilled, man.
Arkansas, man.
Got away with
don't
shit.
Matter who we are, we're going to Arkansas.
That's the thing, too. They didn't even wear no mask, but and that's true, too.
They had to stay true to themselves. I was going to say he didn't do a good job of representing Arkansas, but he really did, though.
Yeah, that's what we got.
We don't give
you
a
know
fuck.
What I'm saying? Like,
bro,
Arkansas is fucked.
Because
no, it was Arkansas is fucked.
Not in a nigga way, but in the way of the average person, which is a white 40-year-old, 50-60-year-old.
In Arkansas, that's how they are.
That's what they are.
That's what
I am from Little Rock. I'm used to them type of crowd.
I was
going to
say he didn't represent Arkansas.
I'm used
real,
to them. I've been in this
real
state.
Shit.
I'm used to y'all.
Real shit.
I know them type.
You go cool. too far from Little Rock,
It's a lot of them out here. Shit, they for sure. They picked his ass up.
For sure. I mean,
insulin cool.
Man, shout out.
A lot of them people is your dentist. A lot of them people is your motherfucking fire people. There's a lot
and
of people.
They so delusional now. Now they act like, well, it wasn't even Trump people. You know how they do, bro. They crazy. Anyway, fun shit. Weekend.
Shout out to them for storming the Capitol, though.
Shout out. Real shit. Keep doing all the shit. Keep helping us.
I laugh at them niggas though.
Nah, real deal.
The MAGA niggas, I laugh at
real
them.
Real deal.
They went and stormed.
And they were out there bro. Because.
Nah, the fact, no, Carlos. Hey, shout out, Carlos. I'm going to be say? On the 85 South Show one day. I'm speaking that.
I but hope
no,
so.
No, this nigga talking about, he said, these niggas are so stupid. Y'all had steps right here, but y'all decided to go up the wall.
Oh, my mama, they was climbing. Bro, when I saw them pictures, I thought maybe the stairs was full.
They said they was climbing the wall.
Maybe the steps.
I thought the steps was full.
I guess them climbing the wall was some type of form of performance, but
they were
like, the steps was right there.
They could just walk up the steps. So they was trying to just prove a point by climbing the wall. Y'all didn't really have to scale that bitch.
Nah,
that shit was dumb.
Nah, them thugs was out there.
And then Buddy seen him. He said, all right, let me go on and calmly get my ass down.
He got out down.
That was some American entertainment right there. Gold.
For real.
Bleeding out her nose, and she got right back up and walked up some stairs.
Where you could just
go home?
Just please, you ain't about this shit. Go home.
They came from all over.
I want somebody to go as hard for me as they go for Trump.
They said they spent their stimulus to come out there.
Huh?
Yeah.
You said what?
Yeah. Stimulus, get out there. That's how they was out there.
I got a question before
what's up?
We go to the happy shit.
Okay.
Okay. They said they probably ain't releasing the stimulus.
It's been hush.
If niggas, if you got to take a vaccine to get the $1,400.
That's cap.
It's
go. What if though?
I'm vaccinated up.
I was thinking though, shit. Give that stimulus, but pay a little something to niggas that want to take that vaccine though.
Okay.
Yeah, still yeah.
Incentivize that motherfucker
because that didn't have nothing to do with
that. Stimmy regard. Like,
yeah,
that's
you gotta get that.
Yeah, that's ours
for our troubles. On God.
You know what I'm saying?
That's thing. at some type of point, we all gonna have to have that vaccine anyway, man. Your job gonna make you wanna have it. You can't go somewhere without having it. They gonna make it like that, Keisha. Facts. They gonna make it like that. But for that $1,400, you gonna see a lot of niggas in that bitch.
Everybody gonna have that bitch.
Yeah.
If they really, if they wanna end that pandemic, I mean, that would be wrong for them to do this shit, but they
do y'all think this shit gonna, at this point, I'm getting to the point where I'm like, is this life now?
No, it's not.
Real shit. You saying it's not gonna get in?
It's not gonna be bad.
It's not gonna.
You know your ass though. You know you so like.
What?
You don't be fucking with the government and they shit. So.
I mean, I just be peeping shit. I just be peeping shit. It's not that I don't fuck with it. I just be peeping patterns.
But just because you don't fuck with it, don't mean the pandemic won't come to an end.
It's not gonna be an end. Like COVID's not gonna go anywhere. We're just gonna be like
lay people a little bit too scared of the vaccine. Though I understand the trepidations and the.
Speak on it. What you said, the white man out here.
Shit, if I'm in the same line as fucking Adam Sandler, what the fuck would I get in his line? They're not gonna be experimenting on fucking
on that rich white man,
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I didn't heard a couple white people say like it'd be a disservice if our people didn't actually go out there.
And like niggas calling Kareem Abdul-Jabbar a coon or a sellout because he took the shit and he wanted to call him a coon because they called him a sellout because he was telling the NBA players like, hey, it's cool,
come get it.
You know, just trying.
I'm
to
glad LeBron didn't go do it. Yeah. Like fuck. Why you? I mean, why me? Why?
But this is what fuck. This is what so I say on that.
They need to be first in line.
I'm not mad at them.
I was gonna ask that.
Yeah. They for one is not for one at this point is not cutting because there is no line for one and two. Dosages are getting thrown away because people are refusing to take it. So
they
I
won't
be mad at them at any league for getting it at this point.
Yeah.
Because it's the distribution ain't like these. So amount of people are in line, y'all couldn't. No, they don't even got the distribution right. That's what I'm ready to see what Biden gonna do.
I forgot which one it feels, the Moderna or the Pfizer, but one of them, it was like a black woman. Like she's over the whole shit. Like she runs the, like, so it's like, it ain't like it's just white people out here crazy some shit and feeding it to niggas. Like half the niggas ain't white that's working on the vaccine.
Facts. And white, I'm gonna wait a little longer,
but I ain't mad at nobody who taking it though.
Me neither. It's your thing.
I mean, I just don't see how you could be more scared of that motherfucker than the virus.
Actual COVID.
Mm-hmm. It just my hit 400K.
This is my only thing with that. Yes, COVID live and well, real as fuck. But we, of course, are the disproportionately. We are the ones that are the top of the shit. That's getting the shit. That, you know what I'm saying. Maybe I feel like we are the top of that. That's dying from it. But that's it with any other fucking ailment. Mm-hmm. So I feel as though if there is no rush to fucking cure any other ailment that black people lead in, why are we so targeted with this vaccine? Like, it feels like it's targeted.
Everything else, not a pandemic. But so
it's still that. The reasons of why people, the complications of why people, once they get COVID, is because they have pre-existing conditions. I know a lot of people, you know, people have been healthy. Like, I've seen different cases, but in majority of it is because people have pre-existing conditions. Mm-hmm. And those same pre-existing conditions need to be had with the same amount of urgency. That it's like, we're not saying people don't take it. We're not saying like at all. I'm never like deterrent, but I'm just looking at it for like what it is. It's just like,
I wish, but
white people have pre-existing shit too, right?
I wish
the same shit.
This whole going crazy.
But
daily,
I'm saying
though,
we are the ones that are getting targeted and saying
you
like
targeted with the vaccine or targeted
with the
virus?
Vaccine with the vaccine as far as like to take it. Like, we want your community to take it. I feel like that's because they know they're scared of it. I just posted something just showing from the beginning of how black people have been the motherfucking, what's that called? Like, we've been the experiment on every fucking thing. So if black people just have an innate thing, like, no, like that shit is coming down from some shit. Mm-hmm.
That don't make us always right though.
I'm not saying that it's always right, but it's a valid skepticism. Yeah, because
I've heard that. But
I wish black people had the same skepticism with this vaccine as the shit they put in their bodies on a daily basis.
Right, type shit, real shit.
Diet for the average black person is way worse.
Real
than
shit,
any
but that's what I'm saying. Pre-existing condition, diet, all that. All that plays into getting and fighting COVID. So it's all a step to that.
You saying it's layers to it?
It's layers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard that, but I was listening to some people that's, you know, I feel like smarter than me, or at least know that type of shit than me. They was like, this isn't the same as when they was trying to treat syphilis, and they was like having black people, and it was like they was literally this is not a trial, this is the real thing. They not just picking on black people, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna wait a minute.
Like, you in the same line as, like, you take the same shit.
We still can't even get it if we wanted it, right?
Well, we probably ain't gonna be able to see that bitch if we wanted to.
I heard you can go back to your old spot with scrubs on. Say you work at a clinic and you can get up there.
I think my pops can get it, but I had to go out to Waco.
Damn, you do that shit. You might.
I'm gonna say, shout out to people.
She ain't no essential worker. Yeah.
She went out to Waco?
I mean, she live in Waco.
Okay. Mm. I just seen that, you know. TikTok challenges. We can brighten the mood. We can go into that Kodak and Wayne and them. Fuck it, we here now.
Two shots. That's your shit.
MVP of the Busted Challenge so far.
That Busted Challenge. You
gotta Alex said Busted versus the Crybaby Challenge.
I ain't really tap into the Crybaby.
Didn't like it. Was going crazy. more people did this one. Yeah, I guess because they missed the Crybaby wave shit.
I like this.
Everybody couldn't do the Crybaby.
Yep, that's true. What it was.
That's a little more skill. Maybe that's why.
Nah, real shit.
I don't like the bust. Cool. I love it. I love it.
Have you tried it or at least seen somebody do it live?
It'd be too much. All the girls I see, they be like, this took so long. It'd be too much for shit with the busted shit too.
When you do the busted challenge on that second part when the beat drop, can you hear the song?
I haven't done it.
Why you say?
I'm talking about
how people be so. I'm like, bro, there's no way you can hear the song because you are so.
See, this is the thing about it. Stop listening with value. Just stop listening with value. Just watch that.
You know the song,
but see, I guess I'm not paying that much attention to that part. I haven't noticed.
Bro, I don't even click on shit. I'm watching it from the shit.
Oh yeah, I already know what's. I already was playing in my head,
bro. I'm looking for
that was. Kaylin, I definitely did think about that. Kelsey's Megan.
She did what?
It was a little. It was fine though. It was just a little offbeat. But I was like, Kelsey,
it's Jordan Woods just shut it down today.
One thing I don't like, they have on some promiscuous clothes too.
She know the meaning.
They said
her 40-inch
vertical.
Shout out to Chloe.
I will say this though, and I'm trying not to be too critical of women this year. A lot of women ain't got no rhythm on them hoes.
That's what we talking.
We can't hear the music.
See, I'm thinking you can't hear the music. I ain't know we was talking about not having rhythm.
They can't hear the music. Oh, okay, no rhythm. You saying no rhythm?
Yeah. I thought you was talking about straight. See, they can't control that though. They probably can't control that though. They probably like can't control that though. You hell.
Everybody not as talented as shit.
Put a slow mo on that ass, okay?
Shout out to the girl who. Shout out to the girl. Nah, Jordan B.
Like, nah, she not a bitch. It's on B. But like, she's a big. You said she going fast and shit.
Going a little bit too fast.
But I fuck the with the challenges though, man.
Good
though.
She got the fan blowing.
Talk about love the fan.
The, like the crazy and love.
I'm about to give
shit.
Me a fan.
Chloe Bailey.
Hey, and she act like she don't know what she doing.
Chloe's was lit.
Not gonna lie, a nigga like me had to go Google her age. I've always heard Disney, and I think she's 22. Yeah, and the other one like 19 or 20.
How old is?
I had to. I had to.
I bet. If I put that in Google right now, it come up. Let me look right now.
I turned on my Siri for that.
That's what she needed though. Like, cause now nobody was really looking at her as a. Symbol of shit like that, but now it's like everybody gonna be looking at. Nah, I've seen more pictures of her now than I've ever seen.
Arrival, like,
real I'm here. I'm grown.
Yeah.
You see six. I'm you here. See Black got a song. He with her in the studio now I'm today.
Grown. Who?
Black 6 lakh.
Okay, 6 lakh. Yeah. That's what I've been saying.
Facts. If you didn't want us to say 6 lakh, then you should.
You think that'd be a good Hollywood ship?
You should have made it a B.
A good Hollywood ship. I think she could do. He's not a. Yeah. She needs something more charismatic.
Hood nigga.
Would a Brent do the job?
She don't need a hood nigga first.
I need a hood.
She don't need a hood nigga first. Okay. She don't need to get taken down through there first. There's too much going on.
For her,
but
nigga, like,
she was just with Dickie.
This a hell of a fucking.
She was with Dickie.
That was fire.
Was Dickie and old girl together for real?
I could see her with him though. I mean, see, yeah.
Who?
The girl we talking about.
I can see her with him.
Chloe. Diggy and Chloe together. They was on the show.
Oh, what that was
show?
Just a show?
That's grownish.
Yeah, they was on the show.
She
together.
Is on grownish.
I don't know. Fool do y'all me? Be believing?
Okay,
niggas?
So we're talking about Hollywood ships.
What's Hollywood ship, Amo?
Niggas say.
a Hollywood ship.
Nah, it's just shit. Like. Shit, you know, shit, niggas career could be going down or niggas could have some upcoming shit.
Yeah.
Niggas anything that could benefit one or both parties.
Hollywood ship is a fake relationship.
Definitely
come together for promotional gain.
I love that.
Do some goofy shit.
I was waiting on my part the whole time. I was waiting on him to go out.
Promotional game.
For promotional game.
I love it.
You feel me?
Throwing out there, the baby and Danny Lay. That's a fucking Hollywood shit.
Well,
he was grabbing the fuck
and it's a whack one.
I said, damn,
and it's a whack one.
Danny Lay.
I would have liked him and be Simone better.
Her stock dropped since. No,
first of all, you're hell.
She out the way right now. She out the way.
Moving in. And
okay, that was an obvious one. Yeah, yeah.
Be Simone good though. How she doing? She living straight, still eating and shit.
She chilling right now. She chilling.
For real.
Yeah. But let's keep going.
Yeah.
let's
move on. They be on her too tough.
The baby and Danny Lay. I still feel like Ari and Moneybagg Yo is one.
Nah, they together. They together.
But that Moneybagg Yo and Meg.
Yeah.
That definitely was that.
definitely a holiday.
Shit, that Tory and Meg probably was fuck around about to be
no. No, this is what I be thinking.
It was never.
No, but this is what I think. This what I think should be. I think they be just placing celebrities in rooms together or placing them in areas together. Like, go stand by that nigga. Go stand by each other and just see what's it.
I would say,
and it just go like that.
And it works.
And it works every time. Fucking,
it's genius.
Yes.
It fucking works. Every
now
time.
I mean, we're trying to admit this ain't nothing new though.
It's not.
Diddy and J Lo. I mean, like we don't. It's hard
they've
to
been,
gauge who is real or who is not.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we are talking about it,
is it real? If they. Is it fake if they fucking?
This is what I was going to say. I think
dang,
that it'd
be
starting.
Because niggas
I'm
can still be fucking.
Listen,
like,
no. This is what I would say. I think it'd be starting like how I said. They just be placing niggas together. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they probably went in for a business relationship. But it just turned into some other shit.
I kind of like your ass for real.
That might have started. That might have had to win money back.
Is that a good way? Is that a good foundation? Is that a sturdy foundation?
Well, I mean, we all
kind of shaky.
We all go into something for promotional gain.
Yeah. Or some type of benefit.
In that case, like, they don't be knowing each other.
Yeah. Well, but they probably
know.
Posing in their mind like, hey,
we don't know.
Like,
what's the elephant in the room?
How hurt you gonna
bankroll? So, but with the bankroll right. Shit, I'm gonna just go there.
Shout out
Freddy,
man. Add it up.
Hollywood shit.
He's gonna drop some shit.
I feel like
Friday.
he about to drop some shit.
He drops some shit.
We got what's gonna come soon? 14 tracks on Big Bang.
Hey,
for real, it's 14 tracks.
Okay, that's what he said.
Okay,
him and Renny Rucci, you
was a thing.
That one was for confirmed fake, right?
Didn't, yeah, but I don't know if they were together to the point
but
where we could say
it
they
was
fake.
A thing.
Renny Rucci, what's
the
name?
Fugano.
But see, what I know, this,
her first post. I let you finish.
Rucci, Renny Rucci was with QC. On the look, I would
makes
say,
sense.
And Bankroll came in at that time. I kind of considered
makes
them
sense.
They like third tier,
mm-hmm. lower scale. I don't know what trying.
You know, just getting up
trying.
There type at that time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Getting up there, they hustling.
Mm-hmm.
They hustling.
I'm glad you didn't say C star, B star.
Yeah,
you know, just
third
tier. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they like, all right. Roll so to get y'all some traction, mm-hmm. we gonna
emerging. We'll go with that.
Emerging.
Positive words. Positive words.
I think they.
That one is a fact.
I feel like they see. I feel like they came to her, hey, do this. You'll get this for doing this for him.
But I think they ran it by him, too.
Because she's already around Ari,
Jada.
You see what I'm saying?
Who is Renny Rucci?
I'm thinking Dream, though.
No, I ain't there yet.
We ain't there yet.
We ain't there yet.
That one, I would put my eggs in that basket for sure.
Yeah, they
were same label.
You know, like let's build it up. Let's do a song together.
If you look up, all of a sudden they on live together. You could kind of tell.
Right
now, the Dream Dog, she don't have no other flings, or is that the gay dude she was with that time?
Eric and Tay.
That was who she was with.
That's her friend.
And what? And Tory Lanez called her out.
Nah, she called him out about the Meg shit. But they were fucking with each other though.
Okay.
Would y'all, if y'all was, you know, would y'all get? I would.
If it's a benefit my career, yeah.
If I ain't on shit else,
I can't just say that.
If I ain't on shit else,
but I feel
you know,
like it may
be tough out there.
Obviously, it don't even matter.
It's networking.
What we ain't gonna go too deep into our Arkansas brother shade room business, but it seemed like you ain't even gotta have shit going on to have a relationship too. Man, they put all his messages out there, man.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Hey, come on, man.
But that's what come with
she
it.
She didn't burnt the sock. You right.
That's what
burnt
come with it.
Yeah, my nigga, he gotta get them checks. You know, he got some kids. He trying to get them checks.
Freddie probably finna drop a nice thing is finna kind
facts.
Of get, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
To turn him
seen
up.
Seen some people that was like,
this is moment. This is moment.
Oh,
God, this Freddie moment.
That's a bad.
I don't.
It was either that or go to jail. That's the two marketing schemes that
they going
to do.
And I love it.
Niggas ain't getting shot no more.
I ain't going to lie.
That's a little extreme.
That's too extreme. That's too risky.
You can't risk it.
Everybody in 50.
But once you do get shot, you just become a rapper.
Yeah.
That make your
don't be a rapper.
Yeah, it ain't the early 2000s no more. Shit was
that's what niggas was doing.
As a female, how or lady, y'all like female.
We still working. Work in progress.
We're
gonna get into some shit like that too.
If I don't know how you not this type, you might not be. But if Michael B. Jordan and Lori is,
oh, I
had
about
that.
Now I think that's a publicity stunt, but I like it.
I got a question.
I'm saying, how do black
women?
Because you know how the girls being about.
Do y'all fuck with Michael B. Jordan or not?
Because y'all just mad. Like, if it become, you know, everybody reposting all their little vacations and you know, everybody, oh my god, all the hearts on the face. I'm saying, like, y'all, how hurt y'all? Like,
I don't think it's gonna be hurt, because I
maybe not you, but I'm talking.
And after that, can you speak on?
I don't think it's gonna be a hurt for the girls, because we acknowledge that Lori is out here dating.
I want to speak on
that. I ain't saying. I want to speak on that. I wasn't even saying that. I was just saying if it's fake. Okay, because girls be invested. So, girls be invested in that shit.
They kind of do. I don't be as invested.
What are y'all happy? What are y'all happy that Lori is doing?
I just like that she's dating. I like that she's freeing her dating. I like that she's freeing her dating. I like
the people she's dating too.
Yes, and I like that it's mysterious. I like that she's leaving it mysterious, because people just putting it on her like, you
never heard her voice before.
You never heard her voice.
Never heard her voice.
And any time that this girl is posted with a guy, they post her.
That's big. I think that's a good point.
Same time this time though,
because y'all need to reclaim y'all. Y'all need to reclaim that.
Y'all time. Come on that date.
We could do whatever right now.
Yeah,
we ain't gotta post shit right now. So y'all need to. If y'all care that much, y'all need to put y'all foot down.
No, that's what I was saying. Like on Facebook, this is. I would say this. I ain't here to step on nobody's toes, but I am here to speak my mind and talk my shit.
Step on toes.
But it's to me. To me, and my observation of the people that did not condone what Lori was doing was giving pick me.
Ooh.
Or
you stepping on
they
toes,
was already in a situation where it was kind of past gone on some shit. Ooh. Like, and I'm not saying it like not in. I'm not saying like
that
on some personal
you speaking
shit.
Personal.
I'm not
not literally personal.
That's just
but
like,
you know.
That's just
saying,
like if we
I'm
like
on a level of. I'm saying it on a level.
You know
of,
what they got going on.
No, I'm saying it on a level of this though. No.
In
I'm not
the
saying
news.
That. I'm saying it
I feel
on
you,
the level of the goal for women is to get a husband and get married and have a baby type, you know, to do that. Man. But if you've already had a kid and then you're not in that
chill,
I'm
chill.
Not. I'm just
so
saying,
you're going crazy.
You passed that point to where you can't date. You can't be as
no.
Free
you or, can't. You don't get me wrong.
I'm
as a mom,
you can't.
You
finish
can.
Your thought. Finish your thought.
That's like, please let me finish it. Like as a mom, you can. But I'm saying there's no reason to hate on this woman that's out here that's free in her.
No kids.
You know, saying she ain't got no kids. This is what you're supposed to do with no kids. Young. But some people get into premature situations that you really, you know, you didn't call for. That's not to say that you should be punished for that. But people feel like, well, I got a kid and I can't do nothing with him. It's like, well, don't hate on her, because she ain't got no kids and she living her life like, you know, you can live your life too. But I'm just saying, like,
of course it's
let
gonna
her
because you got a kid.
I just say if you're gonna do at this point now in 2021, it's they making it to where you can do what the fuck you
want
to do.
Yeah,
anybody can.
You
so
can do what you
it's
want.
Either
it's not a judging.
My
thing,
if you care. You got to stay in that box and care. If
stay
you don't care,
box, yeah.
Do whatever the fuck you want to do
and
don't
that's
care.
That's what I'm saying. Like, right. You know, it's certain come shit on. That come with, like, mm-hmm. the same shit Meg was doing. Mm-hmm. People was, you know, the hot girl shit. You gave that off. That's mm-hmm. what you were. You once you went that way, you gave people the
what
opportunity.
What she was giving off.
To just say, off? Just like that you just.
Meg or the
I'm
antics.
Saying when she was going around kissing the white dude all in Trey Songz' face.
Are we putting this up there with Lori?
I'm just saying what
it,
I'm just
that's what it was. It's just a different type of person.
I'm just speaking on like
not it's all forms. It's all forms.
I'm just speaking on not caring. Like it's either you.
We all we love all shades of black women
facts.
Here at this podcast.
If you care,
this is all,
if you care about it, maybe you need
all
to
shades.
Monitor your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
If not,
that's all I'm saying.
Okay,
if you don't
okay.
care, like Lori don't give a fuck.
Right.
She ain't tripping.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't
Meg
think it's.
That's
even
the stance
means.
I'm coming with from now on. If you care and I care. Then we got a basis that we care. You can't be on that. If you don't give a fuck.
Like it's
a
communication thing. It's not that she probably don't give a fuck. It's an understanding. It's not that she don't give a fuck. It's an understanding in what we doing.
I ain't talking about Lori. Cause
I was more. I just
Lori. Only reason why for it's
a
couple reasons why we might look at Lori.
We don't know how to
discretion is big.
It's
you don't
real.
Have to be discreet though.
Right.
If you want to be out here and be a woman, do your thing, you don't have to be discreet.
Yeah.
But to
it's
be looked in different
yeah,
yes.
it come, That's what it is. Certain shit, just that's like what it is.
You would play if you can let them, if you let a nigga know, like, hey,
now there's some women
that.
Out here in Little Rock who not discreet and live. You know, if and if you can't do that, then you need to go to what
don't
works
play
for
with
you.
The big dog.
Real shit. Real shit. Real shit. That's
what
we had with it.
Why for you? Because I understand why you wouldn't want people calling you a hoe,
right?
Or whatever the word is.
Don't judge other women that do that. Just stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Real shit.
That's how
real if shit. You can't play with the big dogs, don't play with.
Real shit. Now back to Lori Harvey. Lori Harvey is different, of course, but
she's in a different tier.
So Future, top. Michael B. Jordan, who else?
Diddy.
Okay, son. It's plenty. It's plenty. I didn't forget. I ain't mad at her.
We don't even know that. But we just see pictures.
She's so discreet. We don't really even know.
We
like,
just see pictures.
It's
people
hard.
Just Lori, put that shit on her.
Lori is on a short list of player women. I said as player man. When she did the Diddy,
she's
and
like
the,
Robin Givens of our time.
Yeah, when she did the Diddy and the Sun, I said, "Come on, y'all."
Definitely.
Come
hey.
On. Hey, Miss Summers.
You might be blocked in.
I think you got Yep, I did.
We're gonna take a small intermission, you guys.
Slight intermission.
The fact I got jailed right there, though.
Y'all know niggas be going funny, through man. Shit.
We was talking about with Hollywood ships and shit.
That's what we ended off on.
Yeah, shit, it be some clubhouse ships or whatever you call them.
That be going on.
Hey,
clubhouse or ships. Clubhouse,
Clubhouse is on the way down, I heard, but it's worth a billy though.
By now, I think all of y'all should at least, you know,
like
been on there.
Is on the way down,
yeah,
but the users is still.
I will see. Shout out.
I like it
because
saturated. On
it's a Little Rock market on there that's been holding it down. Y'all been having song battles and shit going crazy. Y'all didn't met. Y'all didn't met people. That's me.
Somebody in this motherfucker.
Dude. Nobody's got booked. Dude. What the fuck was that?
But yeah, there's different stuff. People meeting. You know, I said 21 people was kind of mad at y'all or something like that. Was you in that room? Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Was it around? Y'all had named
it.
Yeah.
We started a room in the morning. I think, Keisha, you may have been in there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The name of the room, like, the titles never be what the fuck we talking about.
At
so
all.
It just be some random shit. So I won't be thinking nothing about it. So I just named. Hold on.
This nigga ain't started recording.
No, it started. It's just a little low. I was just seeing what was going on.
I'm glad we ain't getting
say,
too God far
damn
in.
Now.
It's cool, bro. It's cool. But the title of the room was The 21 Savage Sleep. Because that nigga, anytime you log on to Clubhouse,
he on there.
Nigga and that bitch.
He on there.
And like,
hey, you going to see
and
21
Savage others,
in a room.
A couple
like
others.
3 hours later, bro, like all his homies start joining the room. Like not him, but all his homies. And you know him because they like. 21 Savage DJ, like, they got this shit in their bio, and it's like Young Nudie and shit, bro. Like niggas started joining, and somebody said
that's live though.
Joining, we ain't in here talking about 21 Savage so shit. They were like, oh, we just came to check, we just
type
came
shit,
you know. So you know, this my home. Like, oh, this blah 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 shit.
That
so, niggas is- tried to run up on this whole goddamn clubhouse, bro.
Virtually.
Virtually,
did they stand there and kick you with niggas, or did they do?
They kicked it for a little bit. One girl's like, "We trying to turn y'all room up." We like, bro, we don't care about none of that shit, nigga.
That's what I'm basically saying, though. Look at them. You feel me? They talking to people. They gaining attention. So shout out to y'all.
I mean, that's some crazy networking.
Real shit.
Even then, like Clubhouse is kind of big now. That's why people saying it's getting losing quality because there's so many people
in
rooms. It's getting diluted with. Normal people. Nothing wrong with normal people.
At first it was
like
for
it was for
to give accessibility to
But when you first sent it to me and you said it was for something. It was like a group of type of
people. Yeah.
I forgot what you said and what it was.
It was influencers,
social something.
Socialites.
Like don't get me wrong, it's still a good community. It's like if you a artist, you gonna get met with a whole bunch of like cap. Like it's gonna be a whole bunch of niggas saying they this and that there. But like if you a photographer, it's some good communities for that. Like just a whole bunch of photographer niggas. You ain't gotta worry about motherfuckers lying because you can't really lie about your photography because we can see the shit.
Not to interrupt you, bro. They didn't have people on there live singing, and they judging these motherfuckers. Ooh, bro, Kaylin, bro, it's I don't want to name drop, bro. These niggas, that's and hilarious. When they done singing, it's quiet. When they done singing, you'll hear Kaylin like. Kaylin hard on motherfuckers and shit, bro. Like real deal, judging these people. They from the UK and everything, bro.
Niggas, like, what? You real get on shit. Dead ass. You could start a room on Clubhouse and be nobody and be like, hey, sing for me, rap for me, so and so. And niggas would come in that bitch and they would rap.
Cause they don't know who they talking for to. You
like they, it's a record deal on the line, bro. I had to tell them. I said, hey,
you this
like,
ain't.
Oh, it's okay. I was nervous. I'm like, hold on, man. I'm like, I want you to know something. Nobody in this room got any opportunity for it. Like,
none.
We can't do shit for it. Right,
real shit. Entertainment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is all entertainment.
Be niggas on there. Be niggas on there, man. So that's what
we have no links to nothing.
I like how they be using it for that shit because you like, bro, and they really got the accent, bro. Chill, bro. Bro, chill. That's tough. But they be having access and shit. So man, I don't know. Clubhouse. I knew eventually. I thought. Either some of the rooms you were gonna have to pay for, or I thought maybe like some were gonna become private. I didn't think it was just gonna be this type of utopia for long. Mm-hmm. I knew niggas was gonna fuck it up. I did. Mm-hmm. I knew that. But now I'm hearing shit like, I mean, even though it's not fucked up, you can still get on there. You can still join. I got four like invites and shit.
It just be us.
Cool shit
in private rooms. Mm-hmm. Like we only it's just mm-hmm. us. Like nobody mm-hmm. can join even if they wanted to. Like they don't even see the room on their shit. It just be us kicking it, talking shit, playing like little iPhone games sometimes. Yeah, talking shit.
Cool but, shit.
Yeah.
So like it can be a three-way call for some people and shit.
It's a good means of communication.
I don't it really even is. I don't like even it. Use that mug like that. I rarely be on there. Like y'all see if I'm on there and it's rare. But and so I'm not even just defending it like that. But one thing I hate when niggas on Twitter would like down it like yeah it's some niggas on there doing some goofy shit like Heartbreak Room or whatever right. But like
but nah they had bullshit on they Twitter, had niggas moaning on there like, nah,
but it's like you can't
for monetary value
all about though like.
How was that
and at least the only thing about
those how was that
you real shit. See the title and be like
I'm that's how you know goofy people is, like, it's a lot more
you don't have to entertain or take part in none of the bullshit to be on.
But I said this shit 2 years ago. Well, we have an old side
coming. Like when we first got on Clubhouse, it was such a small community that mm-hmm. like if you want to talk to somebody, you could talk like in celebrities quote unquote would randomly join your shit.
Fact.
Like kicking it with you. Like mm-hmm. just on some random shit. Mm-hmm. You ain't said nothing to them to get them in mm-hmm. there.
Yeah. And it don't be a large amount of people too. Like it's not like a damn oh my god right. Like it's still manageable.
Hey, it'd be funny it, when them
people don't know the etiquette either.
They don't no Clubhouse has taught me and I'm sorry to cut you off.
No,
Clubhouse has taught me that no one not anybody knows how to listen.
Not even fucking off.
I heard. I want to piggyback off what he said there.
Don't yeah, interrupt. Just, talking over.
Boy. Like you ain't. They'll one just mic, say the same. Right. Hey, one boy, mic. There's 50,000 niggas PTR. On the page.
Boy. On but, the stage. I mean, shout out to him, man. Shout out.
No,
to
it's
him.
Hilarious. But no one knows how to listen. Like everybody nah. is listening to respond.
To your point. I'm nice. Sure finna do it to you right now.
Yeah, it's cool.
My fuck. To your point though, I get what you're saying. They you kind of liked it when the rooms were tailored to a, mm-hmm. a couple different things mm-hmm. that you like. Now and, it's kind of
and I know what I'm saying too. Like mm-hmm. you don't want to. I ain't gonna be too specific or point out a certain group, mm-hmm. but like it is. It's not just for a certain type of person, but it is at the same time. Like yeah, and like it just it. That's just what it is. Like Twitter yeah. or Facebook or Instagram can kind of be for anybody.
Person, the general,
you know what like, I'm saying? Yeah. Like I'm not.
Like, I don't want to get on Clubhouse, join like, a random room, and everybody in there do something tight or legit, mm-hmm. and it's like you
yeah.
know, like
yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to like because I mean I don't really fit the description of being on Clubhouse, but like
you but, don't fit the description,
bro. Yeah, you do, bro.
Man, everybody's on Clubhouse.
That's true. Intellect sports legion, bro. That's what I'm saying.
What are you talking about? Sports all all the time.
But veteran banker.
Right. This like, dude, what are you talking about? I'm just saying,
high maintenance guy. What are you saying? What is this?
Fashion guru.
Bro, them people on there be on there just bullshitting just the same, bro. Just the same, bro.
But yeah, like I get what, but it's saturated. Yeah. Shit saturated, and I get,
you know,
like,
how much.
Because some of the people that's on, I'm like, this person on there, like, you know what I'm saying?
And they just play, niggas gonna do that.
No, nah, ain't nothing wrong with it.
The person not as bad as the cappers. A lot of niggas get on
there. As long as you just take it for what it is and keep it pushing, you good.
Yeah, take what you can take. You leave the rest.
But if you get too locked in, bro.
It can be some cool. I ain't never just locked in on Clubhouse, but I done scrolled and seen some. I'm like, okay, that's cool if you just get in the room and indulge on the convo and shit.
And people coming up too, right? Let the ladies know they can come up on money and shit on there.
Stupid.
I'm telling you, it's goofs out there too. So that's another means too. If that's your lane, do that. Cause they ain't even seeing you on Clubhouse.
How are they getting
Clubhouse is just audio, you guys. It's just audio. You can't even type the person. You can't look at them.
Bro just said he made 300 selling Clubhouse invites.
I sure got four.
I'm ready.
I got four, but then I remember when you was talking. I used to just think like this ain't Kayla so fuck. Like
he's when y'all used to tweet,
I'm like, oh my god, him and Gerald so locked in this club. They fucking ass, and they coming up on 300.
It's on Facebook.
See, never mind.
Niggas, they still selling on Facebook.
Who got a clubhouse invite, bro?
That shit crazy. But you never know. It's just crazy how like perception. This shit like fuck up your mind though. Like real shit. Are you ready for the 25 and up talk, or you want to keep going into the shit?
I made some great friends off Clubhouse.
Real shit. You've already made some great friends off Clubhouse.
We going to LA at the end of next month.
Damn.
That's beautiful.
Damn,
I mean, love it.
People, you finna meet some of them for the first time.
Clubhouse, but I didn't know them. This
doesn't even count.
Of them,
that's live. That's live.
Take the excitement.
They already live out there.
Nah, they stay like they from Little Rock.
Oh, but y'all. Okay, but y'all. Okay, I see what you're saying. Y'all taking a trip out there.
Clubhouse.
Yeah, but we became friends on Clubhouse. But we
y'all knew of each other. Oh, but y'all
didn't know each other. I got you. Okay, that's cool. I put the excitement back in there. That's beautiful. I like that.
That's how I can be, bro.
Shit, man.
I thought
what has coronavirus done for you? Man. You feel what I'm saying? You
can
find some positives.
Too.
Real
I love
shit.
It.
Find some positives and shit.
I love
real shit.
You said 25 and up though.
Yeah, I'm curious about this talk.
I just life shit, you know, just real shit.
Yeah, because
you said you had some shit to say on that.
Nah, okay, so like, bro, I remember when I was younger, bro. Like, you know how you younger and you don't get life really, but you think you get life.
You get it, yeah.
But in that world, you fuck around might get life for that. I don't know. But my mom used to always say, "You ain't even gonna get life till you like 25. I'm not trying to hear. I'm like, man, you know, when I'm 21, I'm gonna know. I don't know. I feel, bro. Now,
on me.
Bruh, like 26? It's like dumb all coming together. You like I don't know if it's the weed too. I don't know.
Yeah,
but sometimes it's just, I'm like, damn, nah. Puzzles are real deal coming to vision.
What's important in that too?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
You gonna lose some friends?
Come on,
these niggas gonna be my niggas to hear you.
Come on, man. Shit is real. Like. Vision is, I mean, bro, real shit. And
they
get
you looking at it like, okay,
a lot of shit gonna fall through the cracks,
right?
And it's cool though, it's cool though, it's real deal cool though. Sometimes I look at it and I say, you really not even doing as bad as you like on your cell phone, like real shit. If you just look real shit, so I don't know. It's just good perspective
and
shit, bro. I just be trying to think, but nah, this life shit crazy. Like a lot of the shit that you thought you heard, like you heard, bro. Like shit be coming back now. I be like, damn, nah, this is what they were saying. Nah, that's real deal happening.
When it
happened, what you say? You hate paying the energy bill on the website,
Amo? Shit sucks. Like, cause you got a call. Like you have to. Bro, and y'all have to type my number on the phone because the energy website don't work.
It's all for it.
So
some
y'all
bull.
Really don't want this money,
bro. Real
And like that
make me not get on there and do it. The money there, it just ain't getting done.
It's hard.
Because
it's
I don't.
If
it's
I
a
forget
hard
my
process.
Bank password, I can't just remember passwords. Goddamn, I gotta call say what was my last. First of all, that's
gotta go to a whole person.
What's your most recent deposit? Nigga, I don't fucking know. Damn, what the
oh
fuck?
God, $1. What is my street name or some shit? Oh God, bro. Bro, I'm tired of these student loans. It's a bunch of shit. You just be like, bro, this shit.
Biden, you need to come on with that too.
Real shit. Real shit. You need that 10K off the top.
My nigga only been in there for a week, bro.
Yeah, he good.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
So they clean that White House and shit, right? Huh? They clean the White House and shit, right? Okay.
They do that every day.
I ain't gonna lie, 2020 exposed some shit to me though that I thought was tradition and I thought was firm, correct, like, and it really wanted
it
like
was shaky.
Like, to be 100, you really got yourself. The government don't got you. To be really, really 100, I mean, you really need that yourself. Then it's like just some other shit like that you thought was like, oh, that'll never happen. It 2020 show you, bro. Like that, shit, bro.
It can happen. It'll happen again.
You never know. Yeah. You better tap in.
No, I look because like COVID made me look at some shit. Like I'm looking at like the school perspective, like listening to teachers and hearing them say like, you know, kids ain't really getting that Zoom shit. It's the back and forth shit. It's some kids that come to school. It's this. It's just so many
and
different
things.
We
talking
things. About kids. Yeah, come just kids. Now.
You
just
can't.
Kids.
You can't put it on the kid to
no,
do
I'm
that
not,
anyway.
I'm just saying.
But I get what you're saying.
Where the world is right now, as far as the priority in the, like they didn't give teachers shit to work with during this shit, and they still ain't gave them shit to work with. I get it. We had the administration and shit, but education was never like a top priority.
Agreed.
I feel like it was never a top priority.
I feel like in the summer they should have been planning. We should at least had. I don't know if it was to the point where we was talking about vaccines, but all the schools should at least have plexiglass or all the necessary shit to house
them.
What?
Paper towels and little spray Lysol.
In the school district,
and it wasn't even
in
a Lysol thing. It was in a plastic little thing.
Education has to be a priority though. Real shit. Like, I know you got to be real though.
But that's what made me think though, as far as how you said the government ain't got you, we got us.
Come on.
Sometimes you're going to have to, like, COVID taught you to teach your kids on some real shit. Like, I got to be here hands on with my kid. I got to be here teaching.
As it should have been in the first place. And some get it and some don't.
That's all I took it as.
But we just saying it.
It exposed a lot of shit. And I was just like,
I didn't forget about the nigga, boy. But that's a bit. But, I mean, why shouldn't they had a plan though before this school year right here though?
Fuck them.
To have these kids right though. That was embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
Plan and the plan just didn't go to plan.
I understand that there was pressed for time too. It is a lot of time to make a lot of different decisions. Cause it wasn't just school decisions. It's every decision that you make is like basically a compound decision. So like you thinking about the parents at work. So I mean I get it, but they should have They got to do more. Like, come on, paper towel.
In this case, Amo. That's it. Remember, this time all we heard was nothing.
Trash bags.
A month before, we heard people saying, "Well, they're asking if you want to be virtual, you want to go to school a couple days." You heard that word whisper. Closer it get to, he was like,
"All they had to do, bro, was have the teachers film themselves teaching the lesson, have preloaded modules for the lesson they just taught."
Yep.
So you
can they make them kids lock in like that though?
It's better than what they're doing now.
Yeah.
So
it was damned if you do it now.
It's not worth it.
At least if the student it's like, not I don't feel like watching the video.
I don't agree. I feel like they had to have them in class.
But that one
virtual wasn't going to be fair for all.
But I'm saying there also isn't any realistic solution at that time to have them in
class. I'm just saying let's make that a priority because while this going on in the summer, we know school finna start. So these kids got parents at work.
But the way this virus, I mean, I agree. It should have been a plan. I don't know what.
I don't think they tried. I say that.
Yeah, I feel like it should have been better effort. I'm just saying, like, I don't even know what they could have done.
And we talking about the kids, the next generation, you got to do that. But we all know that this is smoke and mirrors because they barely pay the teachers.
Man, but that's I read something where it was some people out in like a nice neighborhood somewhere when COVID hit.
Okay.
Schools was up and down. The schools got out. They went and got one of the teachers from one of the schools. Everybody in the neighborhood, they put them in a little small little class. They go to one of the people's houses. They let the teacher teach them. They pay the teacher every week.
Damn. We're talking about, well, we're talking about resources that not everyone has.
But I'm saying, that was a whole co-op of like 15 parents. So $200.
It's hard to make a lot of people.
$200. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Weekly, even if you.
However you do the budget out, however, because that apparently they worked that out some way. Like, they did that because it's not like they did it through someone. Mm-hmm. They went and got the teacher. Like, you know, shit kind of crazy right now.
I'm just on the aspect of some kids be needing food, bro. You just gotta, if you can try to have a system to flow with that. Like, they even give your, like, the parents, like, like. In they mind, like, damn, at least my kids ain't at home. I ain't worried and shit like that. At least that, like, fuck, you know, they ain't try to. You give a 9-8-year-old virtual
the
online
going.
Classes like we at college.
Wait, so they give it to him and throw him to the wolves? Is what
come
you
on,
saying?
Man. Bro, if your mama had work,
they really do. 8-year-olds sitting in front of a computer for 8 hours, bro. Like, they listen to somebody.
Bro, you zoning the fuck out, because I definitely would. I'd be asleep.
Yeah. Especially, and them niggas be in bed.
I'm just saying, you get. If you would have gave me that choice at 9 years old, I'm picking the lather every time.
Pod, but you know.
I'm at the house chilling on NCAA. It's up.
Real shit.
What?
Corona good to me.
Hey. I'd be to work, but I wouldn't be in class like that. I find it.
You'll get tired of it though.
That's
I feel like
I
they get tired of it.
This is what when I said before, I feel like schools are just the concept of school. That or it's just gonna have to change with the times. Like, it's gonna be a different way.
It's never gonna go back to being the same.
So this is what I read.
And some of the curriculum wise, or what are you talking about?
Curriculum wise, but I just read something, and somebody can comment on our shit if I'm wrong, and I might have to just look it up. I'm gonna look it up right now. But basically, I think LRSD, I think, is going to do where, like, it's basically kids can do targeted, like, learning. Like, it's more of what for their real? Interest is type shit.
That's an older thing, right? That's not for kids. Right? Like, because I feel like everybody need a foundation. Like,
It's like, I think it's from middle up, but I don't.
That's a good step in a great direction.
That's all I said.
That's a good step.
I could that's be wrong step. Though, but I read that and I was like, because
we don't need to keep being institutionalized to just one thing.
And everybody learns differently. Oh, yeah. Everybody
can't learn on that virtual shit.
Yeah, like everybody's in different way. Like I was a hands-on learner. I need to be in it. Like, I gotta see some shit.
And
I've seen, like, Lord willing, like, my niece, she just started. She was in LRSD, but like this year, she, before COVID or anything, she was already gonna go to Lisa. And like, you could just tell that they got her a laptop. Granted, my mama worked from home, so she can just do help
whatever.
One of my family friends, like, she just off and free, and she young, she bilingual, like, so she just working, she loved to work for her, so she be there when she. So
that's cool.
But I can even see though, like. Difference between, like, if she was in LRSD or like Lisa Academy, like,
come on, we're talking about resources. Different,
I think
it's
gonna be more private schools to come.
That's why, and I'm gonna say, I think it's gonna be even harder to get into them type of schools because people seeing, like, damn, it's really a difference, especially at a young age.
And I'm just saying, I think more our black people should tap more into it.
Yeah,
if it's out there,
do that shit.
Goddamn,
do it.
Shit,
yep. We got it, man. We ain't just out here with it out without it. Like,
but
just
I mean, if you can put you know your child in a better situation, do that shit. Fuck what they talking about.
Did we talk Kodak pardons and shit?
Kodak Wayne,
we
free
some black people freed.
How y'all feel about the wave?
Which one?
Hey, Joe Exotic out.
He said about the wave.
He out now.
I seen a picture. He was outside that bitch, and he said he's living free.
They finally they got him out.
He wasn't on the party list.
Yeah, his limo.
He was mad. He said Trump said that he was too gay.
That shit must be wrong. Let me go to.
What you was gonna say?
If he got out, he broke out. So if y'all in Lil Wayne Kodak position, y'all doing that tap dancing for the president?
Cause you ain't got to. What he gonna do? Unpardon me?
No. Well, I see Kodak because he's still doing the shit. Wayne really not. Because you know Wayne did all the photo op and shit.
But I don't even think that was for the pardon. Because he did that before them new charges, them gun charges even came. But
them charges dropped like the same the next
week. I think it was all in. I think it was all in the same shit.
That's why I mean, yeah,
I'm part of all of it.
In a way, some of it, but I'm not giving. Like, I think Wayne be on some of that shit, though. Like,
no, I agree.
Like Wayne be on that shit. Like the same shit we be kind of.
But if you faced with the same situation,
but Kodak didn't. Kodak didn't tap dance.
I'm sitting here today, and I'm sitting here, and I'm gonna ask myself, do I want to be free, or can I sit here and give a fuck about what people say, or at some point do the right thing? I might pick the free side.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to say I wouldn't. Like,
real
shit,
y'all, it wouldn't have even been a situation where I would have had to go back.
I know your ass.
As soon as that nigga said, "Hey, you gonna have to put on this hat, you gonna have to take this picture,"
real shit.
Like, is that a snapback?
I would have asked, could I turn that bitch or something?
Motherfucker say the Trump hat's clean anyway. Not even that I will wear.
I can wear the shirt too, my nigga.
Yeah, just let me know.
Well, you hell, you puppet. Just I ain't gonna do the mo, but I mean, I'm gonna think about it for sure. Cause you know.
Nah, you doing it.
Yeah. Nah, I'm thinking about it though. I ain't finna, but. Cause I ain't finna be no pup. I mean, I put myself in that situation and I ain't just gotta be a straight up puppet in a sense, just to get myself
responsibility
out.
Every day, B.
You right. I just said I'm gonna think about it. I'm gonna still think about it. But Wayne a motherfucker. Kodak out too. Man. Kodak, I feel like
he didn't tap dance before though. That's
I think he
thing.
Won the yeah. most.
He kind of doing the most after. Yeah, like he's like
you can shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you out, Phil. Like you just chill.
Thank you to Trump.
Like real shit.
He out. He can't even
undo whatever the fuck he did.
Man.
Like
I think crazy. Kodak finna do right, man. The way he was talking on his song. On his hopes.
I like how he had a last day in.
That was hard. That was hard.
I like that. I like that he's gonna start that trend because
that was hard. Facts. Like damn.
I like that. Kodak did that. Kodak know how to stay ahead of the game.
He's always been clever, man. It's just like damn, get it together, cause you see his money out here, my nigga. And he see it. He see it.
Niggas like that every day though.
Right. We do. We do. Man, it's crazy.
It's a lot of Kodaks out here.
But we knew. We knew it was gonna be like this. Like when, if you, like your daddy got some friend, be like a friend, but he didn't like do the right thing, you know, or your mama, you know, you seeing it now, but it's just younger scale now. It's just how this playing out.
Harry O was a pardon. He was the leader of Death Row Records. He got pardoned.
Who did?
Snoop. Harry O.
Oh, for real?
Petitioned him to get out. Kwame.
That's what it.
Yeah.
That's a lie, man. If you getting out, that's a lie.
Yeah, that's fuck it. Shit.
Get out here, help your family.
Yeah, I'm happy for you. I ain't parading for him.
It's just funny. Trump waited to the end of his damn term to do that shit, thinking he was gonna.
The last day pardons is a thing, though.
Nah, I mean, that nigga waited damn near. And then he tried to pardon himself and his kids and shit, bro. Like, dude,
he
crazy.
He didn't pardon himself. He
didn't do that. He tried to. Yeah, you can.
I'm about to say he has to admit to something.
Nah.
You gotta have a conviction.
Yeah.
That's why Wayne pled guilty, so he'll be convicted by the time, so he can get pardoned.
Shit, Wayne need to chill though. God damn.
Wayne says I got him fucked up.
He put on that hat, took that picture. Fuck
man,
it.
Wayne,
he paid that money. He got
Breakfast
paid.
Breakfast Club
said, 50 Cent go on there and talk shit like that? Why he here?
They said, I want to wear this sweater. They talking about that nigga came in there with the gray. He had gray pants on and the white shoes and a white shirt under it. So he had to come with that on it, and they gave him the sweater to put on, like, hey, just put that on.
With
the hat.
Bruh, these motherfuckers be getting paid, bro.
Yeah.
Who's to say Kanye didn't get paid, but maybe Kanye is just badass, which is like, I ain't finna endorse you no more because they was on my ass. I'ma just run
again.
Yep. And do it like that.
Hollywood ship.
Who never know? Who you had? Who knows though? But shit, shit get tricky up there when you up there with them type of M's, man. Shit, and Trump, he got a PO a bunch of people and shit. It's finna get tricky for him. They say you never know. He ain't finna do shit.
Did we cover all our shit? Did you want to touch on the verses, the low energy verses?
I don't.
Ashanti look good though.
Okay, we'll record before the Super Bowl. We probably won't.
I said Bean. Oh, well, you're talking about Super Bowl.
Well, I don't know why I thought you said that. I was.
We can do picks, but quick picks.
Kansas City by a lot.
Yeah, Kansas City comfortably.
I got Chiefs too. I think it's gonna be close.
I think I'm gonna give a score. I'm gonna go
34-24
44-22
Oh my god.
Wow. That's a
beatdown. I got 44.
I got
28-22
31.
And that 20 is two field goals and two touchdowns.
Okay. Damn, precise as. You do that, I'm gonna be like, you should have went on bet that shit. Like, damn, you knew it, nigga. Damn, who you got, Keisha Chiefs?
Watch the game, I would just say that.
And who got some Super Bowl parties or something, man? You know.
You know, niggas, you can't say that shit out loud.
You gotta tweet that.
Nah, niggas shook the head. Niggas was quiet. Y'all,
it's my granny's birthday like around that time, so we always do.
I'm
something.
I'm probably gonna be in Kansas City.
I'm sorry, like
that's what's up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you are.
That's gonna be live.
Man, but today is the anniversary of the death of Kobe.
Yeah,
Bryant,
the late great.
Yep.
The passing.
It's still it unreal easy. To me that, yeah. Like, I think, like, it's like maybe once a week, once a couple, every couple weeks, I'm like, damn, Kobe Bryant not here.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like an uneasy feeling.
A level of respect that has maintained. He ain't become the forgotten person. Right. Like, he died. Now, this week, we don't care. Right. Like, his legacy has been shown. Yeah. Like,
live but it ain't basketball. Been too heavy.
Yeah.
Because they did. Respect to Vanessa and the family. Yeah. She was,
and she be like, having,
I feel like that's why it's
shit.
Been like that.
Yeah,
she
asked for like,
that.
Don't yeah. do all that. Yeah, that shit hard.
That shit. And then you could tell, like, as far as Sierra, La, like they be galvanizing around her. You could like see it. Like they like
a lot of love around.
Yeah,
her.
Yeah, like, you know, it was never over there posting and shit. Right. But you know, they see she. You know, I don't know.
It's one thing for your spouse to die. It's nothing for every time you. You know, get on.
Get
your
on.
Phone,
that's who you see. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
and your kid too,
yeah. And your baby. Yeah,
and that's just like something tragic.
Right,
like,
it was tragic.
It was like they was sick and
you didn't hear about them die. We
all found out at the same time.
Like,
type shit.
Be the worst. Like, not saying that sickness is a great way to go out, but at least you can accept it. You like, all right, I can tell. Like, you know,
the trauma
you.
Of
gradually.
Sudden,
yeah, it, you can. Yeah.
Trauma is trauma. It's,
they went to I think they Catholic or what they called it when you chapel. I think they went to that morning before they took the helicopter.
To church,
I think I heard that they today.
Went to church.
Anything else y'all want to add before we close it out?
I just say
rest in peace.
I just say
rest in
damn
peace to Kobe
the year that like flew by. And a lot of shit that went
long
on, man.
Live.
He popped off, man.
The year. And I would just remember around that time, I was just talking to somebody in the hotel. I was like, damn, I was in L.A. because he was from L.A. I was like, I was in L.A. last July, and it was just kind of, you know, kind of open, but it still wasn't open down there. He was like, damn, yeah, that was the good old days. I was like, damn, that's how I look at COVID, too. It was so many different parts of that shit. And it was just like, yeah, this was the good part of COVID when
they
niggas was like,
the restrictions out
motherfucking.
RIP COVID, though, but I am finna go into this conversation. They said peak COVID was them to-go margaritas.
Hey, that was early.
No,
they said
peak motherfucking COVID.
Fish at them motherfuckers was fire.
Peak COVID was when niggas was doing the TikTok with the hands on the floor.
Motherfuckers was learning some dances.
Hit your groove. Niggas was on to.
I sure was trying to get the song in my. I knew what you was talking
step,
about, but I
still be.
Yeah, on God I practice. On God I practice. Up down, up down.
We gonna see this bitch through though, and we gonna.
It was the niggas was missing the party.
Then I hit the whoa. I'm focused and yeah, nah, they have, it no, they can get rocking. It can get rocking. It was crazy. It was crazy. LeBron, because LeBron and his family did it. It was live. Lazaro didn't play with effects.
That was my man, favorite.
It's crazy though.
TikTok took off, man.
Real shit. Real shit.
The fact that Reels is a thing on Instagram because Trump had banned TikTok.
For real?
Really? And that's why they tried to ban it.
And that's how that formed.
They tried to take that place
where Reels can be better. Yeah, I don't like how it. I can't dictate shit on it. I can't
fast. I ain't tapped into it that yet.
Rewind.
I watch you here and there.
I can't really see the full caption.
I like one. Have y'all looked?
I haven't made one. Yeah, watching one. I can't rewind.
I know we finna try to wrap up, but have y'all seen the feature of the IG guides? Like, you can create a guide of something.
I've seen it keep going because I've seen it I've seen it a little bit.
So I've seen the one for like the eateries in Little Rock. So basically it's like a you can post it on the story, but you tap into it and it's gonna put like number one the picture, a little long caption, number two picture, long caption. It's a guide through a certain topic.
Wow,
I like that.
Wow,
I'm gonna have to look into this.
That's a good feature. We're putting y'all on game, man.
Yeah, tap into your resources.
That's what we do over here, though.
Nah, that's live as fuck though. People gonna use that.
Yeah,
I like how people be using every little artillery of Instagram and shit.
Yeah,
Instagram.
We get it. Need a music feature.
Damn, what we'll be up with that? Shit.
You need a new phone, though.
They don't give you. Well, yeah, the business account, you get the music, but they only allow like that bullshit ass music, which I don't understand. Yeah, it's like, it's some old country ass mountain music, bitch.
Never heard of.
Like, who the fuck is Ari? Argla Fletcher. Yeah. Well, I'm saying Ari Fletcher. I don't even know what the fuck why that was in my head.
Ari, but you?
Oh God, I'm like, I know Ari Fletcher. I actually do know Ari Fletcher.
I don't know why they.
She been chill
like,
lately.
Like
I ain't
so
seen
weird.
No ass shaking from her.
What?
Busted Challenge. I'm saying that used to be her. I ain't saying it.
She did it in the club low key, but she like chilling.
I'm just saying she been chilling like damn.
I don't know why I said that. But I was finna say like
niggas ain't really been.
I would definitely want
like,
to see.
About it,
I'm like damn. This is your moment.
You
like,
checked up on that ass.
How salty is Miss Twerksome? She's just a little too early.
No, she's
the she about salty as Shaq was with Rudy Gobert.
I think she did.
You only got to score 11 points to get 20 mil or whatever.
You really had, but I mean, hey.
It is what it is. It's a different money.
I don't think she can still get no more. People, she's
But she probably don't because she a little older. She probably don't.
It's different, like.
It's a different league.
How she going to compete with Dream, Dog, and Ari? I mean, it's different.
Her ass is real.
It's different.
True.
People don't care.
Niggas don't
about
care.
That no
they
more.
Don't.
Niggas don't care.
This not
That's
the 2000s.
That's so sad. That's so sad.
Only country people like us be caring.
I think it's gonna get back to some real shit one of these.
It's all phases. We'll see.
Yeah, I think the real shit gonna come back.
Until the BBLs, they be saying.
Yeah, niggas gonna be like, oh my God, I think it's gonna get to a trend. Because you know, trends for work.
It's some BBLs and LR. Shout out.
How y'all feel about them? Would you not
feel about them as in how they look or.
Nah, like somebody you fool with. Would you
get it?
Yeah.
I'd rather get her titties done than her ass, but
I mean, some of it ain't just like getting your ass done. It's, I think it's like Keisha can
like
you see the
enhancing,
motions I'm making,
enhancing
like this area.
I ain't gonna
moving
lie.
Fat,
yeah,
to
this
another
area.
If it look good, I really don't be caring.
Yeah, I
like,
love
so
it.
You wouldn't be tripping, like not tripping, but like.
If she just like got a stupid ass
not
now,
not stupid, nah. Just like okay, you did it, but like okay, like people gonna be like, hey girl, what you been doing? Like you, like you can't, like you see what I'm saying? Like it's just a little.
If they on that and it looked that natural, then that's cool. But I be feeling like the ones I see, everybody know, and plus we know you, everybody know you got it. So that's
so
I. Thought,
you wouldn't be tripping if it just like. You whoever like you whatever whoever you fool with just got snatched up a little
bit. If it just look good, if it look
good
facts.
It be some complications with that shit too. Like you gotta be careful.
You gotta it's maintenance on it.
Really?
You gotta like get your you gotta get rolled out and all that shit. Like You gotta keep the
sit down and shit.
Yeah,
like
you gotta
they
keep.
They be laying on their stomach
gotta,
and shit.
Yeah, you gotta keep
fly out.
You know when you
because they said K Michelle booty gone.
Yeah, because she said. It was just too much. It was maintenance on this shit.
Shit, it's Ari had got her like something up here, like really. Mm-hmm. All right, she was open about it. But
wow,
that should be making you feel like it. Let's say if you getting you got something in you, and you were at one size, but you end up gaining weight or something. That shit might shift.
So do they really have to work out? You know how sweetie.
Yeah, sweet you gotta stay up with you. Got really it's a maintenance a chick. The what chick?
Like she, like you know,
she probably no, she. But you, I mean, you have to keep you up gotta, with the body. So you
that's crazy. That's yeah. I was today's years old with that. I guess that makes sense though.
Because like, if you know, your body weight change or just something with you okay. change, something can shift for it. You
and
know
you
what I'm
fuck
saying?
Up the whole thing.
That makes yeah. sense, man.
You might have okay. to go and get some type okay. of something. To
but titties, you just got your titties there. But your titties there, you ain't got to do nothing with titties.
Yeah, but I like it might be.
Ari said she I don't know. Some like bro.
I really don't know too much about the boobs said, because like if you have my
got,
concern,
like, a bra but, under your shit. I like bro, that don't even sound.
Yeah,
like,
but I was like, fuck. I think like I would do that after I had a kid.
I'd be scared
because you know
that makes sense.
Yeah, like that makes sense. I wouldn't do it. Like
that make dumb sense
because
yeah.
you ain't wasting any investment.
Yeah, because if I get fucking pregnant, then. Nature's gonna do its thing
anyway.
Yeah, like so.
Nature gonna nature.
Yeah, nature's gonna nature. So,
motherfuckers yeah. paying for. I mean, if you pay for it and it's on your body now, shit. Can't nobody
I fuck
tell
with
you
it.
Shit.
Do you? Do.
Can't it's nobody crazy. Tell you shit.
I fuck.
Yo, we hour 34.
We came back though.
Dude, sleepy
did you
and
did
tired
you end it or did you just? Nah. You said that
we came back
dude
though. I think people will enjoy this
shit.
Lengthy one. We don't ever. We ain't been gave. We ain't gave
shit,
a
happy Valentine's Day. Happy St. Patrick's. We probably won't be back.
What's chill, dude.
Fuck you.
It's spring break when we come back.
Happy 4th of July. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Fuck this is, catch us back next year. This time next
Thanks,
year.
Bro.
Fuck it.
We just doing once a year podcast on some shit.
Real shit.
We this fuck with y'all though. That be holding us accountable once again.
Shout
out.
Keep doing y'all shit too.
Yes.
Shout out. Stay on us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.